I saw an angel falling down. And when I saw her face, it took my breath away.
Good evening. I am Pastor Floyd Hughes from Crossroads Community Church of Jefferson Hills. And with me, I have Melanie, Lene, and Rachel. And on this episode of the podcast, I have to be honest, I think some people will be interested in this, but it's really based on my recent obsession with a reality TV show. Any of you ever watch 90 Day Fiancé? Okay. Are you shaking your head? Yes, Melanie? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think it was Melissa that, or maybe it was, I don't know, might have been Lene, but one of you guys that were like, hey, said something about it. And I was like, oh, let me check it out. It took me a while to convince Christy to, like, okay, we should watch this. She finally did. And now we're like, all the extra show spinoffs, we're even catching up to those. However, comma, one of the problems, I have many problems with this show, but one of the problems I have is the premise of the show is that an individual has met someone from another country and they invite them to their home, but they have to get married in 90 days. So besides the fact that I don't understand how bartenders, baristas, and beekeepers are traveling all over the world anyway on their salary, whole other thing, the issue I have is there are moms, single moms, and single dads, and they're inviting all of these people who they don't know from other countries, and some of them they don't even speak the same language, into their homes with their kids. That screams unsafe to me. So I know we previously had a discussion about who are you guys okay with teaching your kids, right? Because, you know, we're still looking for children's ministry person, and we're talking about who do you want, like, teaching your kids? And you guys were very like, okay, I can't just have anybody doing it. So now I'm going to ask you about this, and I'm going to ask us to be mindful that there are a lot of single parents out there who get into relationships, but how do you determine, like, who's going to just come into your home, not even just a church, but come into your home and watch your kids? What are your criteria for that? Because these are men and women who say, okay, come person from another country, we're going to get married in 90 days, but I still got to go to work and you're going to be home left alone with my kids. And that, like, was mind-blowing to me because I just cannot picture, okay, I met you. We've been talking online for a year. I've spent maybe 2 days in person with you, or a long weekend, or a week even, overseas, and now I'm going to invite you into my home, and you're responsible for watching my kids. But time after time after time, that's what these people are doing. And it's scary to me that instead of 90 Day Fiance, it doesn't turn into, you know, the first 48 hours of trying to find this person who kidnapped these kids or did something horrible to these kids. So how do you guys come up with criteria for who you let into your home to watch your kids? Go ahead, Lene.
I have never really thought about it, but I don't let, like, anyone around my kids. You can know someone for years and then they're not the person who you think they are. So that's a really hard call there.
So wait, you don't let anyone?
I mean, my parents watch my kids and my in-laws will watch my kids. And that is, and my husband and myself. Like, we,
that is it.
That's it.
It's a maybe
Melanie. Life. Maybe Melanie has watched my kids a little bit, but, like, other than that.
She barely trusts me, Melanie, anyway.
Even Melanie's on the standby list, like, possibly, if there's no one else available.
Well, I didn't want to have her feeling left out because I can't think of leaving them with her, but I'm sure I have, and I don't want her to feel slighted. So I didn't mention her. Yes, I trust her.
So you are, like, not here's the criteria, it's like here's the people, and no one else on the planet is even an option to watch your children?
Well, at the age they are now, it's really hard because they rely so much on me, so I'm just with them most of the time. And with the way my work schedule is and Brandon's work schedule, we can basically have them all the time. So I'm sure when they get older, there will be like letting go and letting other people into their lives, but you just don't know. It's really a hard call. So
I'm going to throw out a scenario to you, and then we'll get to Rachel and Melanie. Suppose job schedules, because you and Brandon work, and change, and your parents are unavailable. They have to go out of town or something, and Melanie is working, and the in-laws are working, and you guys know, oh, for this next week or two, or upcoming week or two, we have to find a babysitter. What would you like? Okay, the babysitter has to meet. What would be your checklist of?
I would call up Melissa, and I would ask her.
So Melissa's on the short list.
Yeah, Melissa's on the. If Rachel weren't so far away, I mean,
I know. Maybe, thank you.
Yeah. I just I don't. I really don't know. I would probably make arrangements with my job to come in later so that I didn't have to have someone else watch them. My kids are a lot. I really don't want to put that on someone else.
So is this more of you don't want to put that on someone else, or is this more of you don't trust anyone else? Or a little bit of both?
It is both.
Okay.
My kids are a lot and I don't trust people very much. I've watched too many like terrible things on TV, and America's Most Wanted favorite show. So I think I'm just traumatized.
So before I go to Rachel, so then your thoughts, because you watch 90 Day Fiance.
Oh yes, I would never let any of the people either party. If you're okay. A 90 Day Fiance.
I mean, is it just me or is it crazy that they're like letting people who they met and come into the country, and then you got to stay here and watch the kids? Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy to me. Yes, 100%.
All right. So, Rachel, what are your criteria if you're going to watch my kids, here's the criteria.
Right. Family only. And like I said, I mean, we've grown up with Lene and Melanie, so I would definitely let you guys watch my kids. That's it. I mean.
So you too, you're like family only and people I know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, now that my kids are older and they talk a lot more, it does help that you know that they can tell you everything that they've seen or they've, you know, have questions about. I mean, I love my neighbors. We live that close together. You know, I would trust them too with just having to run and stuff. And I think part of you as a mom does, just wants your kids to be with you, because my boss, before I left, he said, no one can do it better than you. And I was like, you're right. And that always stuck with me. And so Lord willing, as long as I can be there, I'm going to be there.
Okay. So I kind of, long story short, expected that from you, because you were like diehard, you know, the epitome of a working woman. Mm-hmm. And then once you had children, you were like, I'm out. I'm done. I'm staying home with the kids.
I'm 100% all in this. Right. God really changed my heart because, they are a gift. They truly are a gift. And, you know, you just don't know how long. Yeah. You just don't know how long anything lasts. So why not be there as much as you can? I mean, I understand, you know, like there's things that come up and different kinds of scenarios, but yeah, if you can be there, be there.
And Melanie, I feel like I know what you're going to say, but let's hear it from you.
Well, even with a crazy work schedule, because I had at one point working 60 to 80 hours a week, and Chad with his working 40 hours a week, it was really difficult with childcare for a couple of times. But my mom's really been there for me. She watches Caden whenever we can't. There was one or two notable times that I was like, who is going to take my kid? Because I have all of everyone I know who's booked up. I almost had my oldest friend watch him for like 3 hours, but that didn't happen. So whenever it comes down to it, I trust Lene, my mom, my dad, my grandma, if she could, wasn't as old. She's getting a little up there. But I would trust them. Just about nobody else. Chad.
The other thing is, who would Caden let watch him? Because Caden acts like he's never seen me a day in his life. Every time I'm near him, he's like, who are you? I go to hold his hand. Yeah, he sees me all the time. So there's that too.
It's a huge responsibility to watch other people's kids now too. You're like, I think it goes both ways. I was like, the kids don't want to be watched by you most of the time because there's a whole different set of rules. And then, yeah.
But going to the 90 Day Fiance thing, me and Chad have spoken about this. I said, if I ever leave him or he ever leaves me, I don't trust nobody. I'm not dating nobody. I'm not going anywhere near anybody because I don't trust them with my kids. I do not trust a single soul.
So that's
with my kid.
That's my next question to each of you. God forbid, but let's say something happens to your spouse, and then down the road you're dating again and you meet someone. What is the criteria for introducing them to your kids? And I'm going to guess it's not going to be, you know, like the 90 day thing. Oh, I got 90 days to make this happen. So come in, you got to be, you know, hang out with the kids. But what would be your criteria for introducing someone to your kids? And I understand that's all new for you because each of you, you know, that's not how you, but what would be the criteria?
Caden being 18.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It would and really depend on the adult. Age of your children and like where in life everyone is. It just doesn't seem like a thing. I couldn't list a criteria. It would have to be my like gut feelings and a lot of time.
And a lot of time of getting to know the person before you're comfortable with them meeting your children.
Probably. I would say, I mean, because I trust Brandon. And at one point, I didn't know him either. So, like, I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, you didn't know him either, but I mean, he helped create
yeah,
them.
But yeah, I know. But like, you know, it takes
but
a long
I'm
time.
I'm sensing there's still a little bit of doubt in your what I'm hearing from each of you, correct me if I'm wrong, is it would take a whole lot of time, and yes, you'd have to feel like extremely comfortable before you would allow this person to not only meet your children but move into your home and then leave them with your children.
I don't even know if I'd leave my children, but you know what? If we're talking like down the road, they'd be adult. Like my kids would have to be older. Like you would have to probably.
Yeah. If they're like 16, 17, 18, that's a different conversation. I feel like it's still a good conversation because just because they're older doesn't mean that they're safer. There's still crazy people out there. So I would still, yeah, it's just so much depends. So let me wind this down with this. What do you guys say? And I don't want to make it sound like we're being critical of single moms or dads out there, because there are a lot of single moms and dads who are trying to meet people and are trying to have, you know, relationships. What would you say to them about what would be your advice to them? about allowing other people, because there are probably some single moms who will listen to this podcast. So what would be your advice to them about who they allow around their children? Not who they date, that's totally up to them. But, you know, here's some advice, some things to think about before you allow people around your children. What would you say to them? And I'm going to start with Melanie. Mm-hmm. Wait, Melanie probably has a very long list. All right, go ahead.
I'd say trust your gut and listen to your kids. Because if your kids don't feel safe around them, then that's number one priority, whether it's just because they don't want you dating or whatever. I'd really say listen to the kids.
And you can date without introducing them to your kids or bringing them around your kids. If you're, you know, and then, like you said, trust your gut on when is the right time to even do that. I wouldn't introduce, oh, I just swiped right or left. I don't know. I've never done that, but whatever you swiped. And then, you know, the next day you're like, let's go meet my kids. I would kind of hold off on that, but, maybe you spend time getting to know them, building a relationship with them so that you can trust your gut on, oh, this might be a great person, but not a great fit for my family and for my children. What about you, Rachel? What are you saying?
Oh, I had a couple thoughts cross my mind, but if I had to, you know what? For me, I could imagine that. And I would want my kids to be out of the house before I even started thinking about that. Again, I want my kids to be self-sufficient. And I do. I just want to pour all my love into them and focus on, you know, what they need and how to survive in this world. Mm. So as far as that goes, yeah, I can't really see myself wanting a relationship, you know, heavens forbid something would happen to him. So yeah, for me, I think it's just that time for me to, yeah, just raise my kids. Hmm. Like I said, if something were to happen, yeah, I'd have to just raise them by myself. So,
all right. Well, Nay, what are your thoughts?
I'm having a really hard time trying to picture the scenario because I usually try not to think about my life crumbling and what I would do. So, I really don't have any good advice, but yeah, that's really, I have no clue. I mean, same with Melanie, like really trust your gut. That's all I could say. Cause I mean, I know people who have lost their spouse with a young child and like got remarried and had like more children with their new spouse. And I mean, that's wonderful. And if they hadn't given that, if they were like, I don't want anyone around my kids, then they wouldn't have that in their life. So like, it's just really, I guess it would really just depend on all this. There's too many variables here. Okay. I have anything to say.
And my apologies for making you all think about your life crumbling. that was not my intent. But thank you all for bearing with my like 90 Day Fiance rant. But this is just something I was thinking about and worried about. And I haven't finished all the, I'm way behind. We just started like a couple of months ago watching it. So I'm praying that none of those scenarios that we are not talking about, but are concerned about ever happen with any of those people where something happens to the kid. But it's just something for single parents to think about. And again, nothing wrong with single parents that want to move on into a relationship or whatever. This is just something to think about. For the safety and well-being of your kids. Any final thoughts before we wind down? Okay. And on that note, thank you guys. Pray that you have an awesome rest of your night. And forgive me for making anyone else out there think about their life crumbling, but have a good night.
When I woke, there was no one there to hold.